When you feel familiar with the French alphabet, continue with this next section, which includes some important acronyms, clusters of letters such as
TGV,
which stands for
Train à grande vitesse,
high-speed train.
TGV, le train à grande vitesse.
For the moment, don't worry about what the acronyms mean. Just listen to the letters and repeat them in the pause.
And as you repeat them, try to copy the sounds as accurately as you can.
TGV.
SNCF.
PTT.
PDG.
RER.
TVA.
PSG.
To practice the letters of the alphabet, here are six French words you know already. They are
lettre, facile, suis, peu, allons, bonjour.
Listen first to the spelling and then repeat it in the pause. Here's the first one.
L, E, de T, R, E.
F, A, C, I, L, E.
S, U, I, S.
P, E, U.
A, deux L, O, N, S.
And finally,
B, O, N, J, O, U, R.
Of course, spelling names is one of the most common and important uses of the alphabet in ordinary life. So let's practice that now with some English names.
Yes. Can you work out these three first names and their surnames as they're spelled with the French alphabet? Here's the first one.
K-E-V-I-N-W-I. Deux L, I, A, M, S.
Did you get Kevin Williams?
Here's the second one.
J, A, C, K, I, E. G, R, A, H, A, M.
Did you get Jackie Graham?
Then try the third one.
H-E-A-T-H-E-R-D-U-N-K-L-E-Y.
And that was Heather Dunkley.
If you had any problems with that spelling, go back to the start of this section again and review the alphabet. If not, then move on.